Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you from the Now Network broadcast. It is truly, truly an honor, for this is the day. This is the day the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, hallelujah. Bless somebody today. Oh, I'm just excited today. I'm excited. The Bible says to enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise and be thankful unto him and bless his name. We're going to bless the Lord today. We're going to bless him today. We're going to talk about his word. We're going to fellowship today. I'm just full of the spirit. I'm just excited about what God is doing in my life. This morning in my meditation time, I began to start asking God, what do he want me to speak to his people today? And I began to start meditating on his word. And I began to start telling God, I love him. And I began to start telling him over and over and over, Lord, I love you. Lord, I love you. Lord, I appreciate you. I adore you. And I begin to start saying, Lord, I love you, and I love you, and I love you. And sometimes God wants us to simply say, I love you. I love you, Lord. I'm not coming to you asking for anything today. I'm not asking on behalf. I'm not even receiving for anyone today. I just want to just tell you I love you and I appreciate you, Lord. And so the Lord had brought it into my spirit that, you know, many times we go to him and we always ask. And there's nothing wrong with asking God for anything because he is our Father. He is our Father. And he owns everything and everything belongs to him. And we know that we need anything. We know to go to the creator, the one that created all things. And so there's nothing wrong with asking him for anything. But the problem is that we never tell him. We ask him for more than we tell him that we love him. Oh, hallelujah. I know someone is convicted today. We ask him more than we tell him that we love him. And God is saying, you know, I just want to hear you love me. Do you love me? Do you really, really love me? Do you love me more than anything on this earth? Do you love me more than your wife? Do you love me more than your husband? Do you love me more than your job? Do you love me more than your children? Do you love me? Do you love me? He's saying that I'm not telling you not to love them, but I need to know, do you love me? Because I created them. And how can you love the things that I have created more than the creator? And so he's saying, do you love me today? And as I began to start meditating, I began to start thinking about, you know, how much he loved us, how much that he had to pay the price for our sin. The Bible says the sins of the people was upon him. And he was separated from God. He was separated on that cross. He took a beating. He was nailed to the cross. His feet was nailed. His hands was nailed. You know, they spit upon him. They whipped him. They mocked him. He was rejected. And so he went through all these things for us, that we can be reconciled back to God, that we can escape the wrath of God. Oh, hallelujah. He died that we may live. Oh, hallelujah. He resurrected with all power. And because he resurrected with all power, we also have the power as well. The Bible says that the same power that raised up Jesus from the dead lives within us, the Holy Spirit. And so he did all these things for us. And we want to just simply tell you, Lord, how much we love you. We want to come from the book of John, the 21st chapter. I just want to talk to you about Peter. And the Lord was, after the Lord had resurrected, he had sat down and he had fellowship with his disciples. And this is during the time that he resurrected, and he's talking to Peter, and he's telling Peter, "Do you love me?" Because we know that Peter denied him. Peter denied that he even knew him. And so God is telling Peter now, Peter, you have a second chance. And I don't know who I'm speaking to today, but you have a second chance. God is giving you a second chance. And all he wants you to do is just simply show that you love him. And so the 21st chapter of John declares, it says, after breakfast, Jesus asked Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" "Yes, Lord," Peter replied, "you know I love you." "Then feed my lambs," Jesus told him. Jesus repeated the question, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" "Yes, Lord," Peter said, "you know I love you." "Then take care of my sheep," Jesus said. A third time he asked him, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was hurt that Jesus asked the question a third time. He said, "Lord, you know everything. You know all things, God. You know that I love you. You know that I love you." Jesus was asking Peter, "Do you really, really, really love me? Do you love me more than this food that you're eating? Do you love me more than this house that you're living on? Do you love me more than all that money that you have? Do you love me? What are you willing to give up today, Peter?" Oh, hallelujah. Are you willing to give up fame and fortune? Are you willing to give up your life for me, Peter? Are you willing to pick up your cross and follow me, Peter? God is saying, "Do you really love me?
You denied me the first time, Peter, but do you really love me? And what God is saying today, do you really love him? Do you really love him? And as I began to start meditating on his word this morning, I began to start saying, Lord, today, I just want to tell you how much I love you. I want to just tell you how much I honor you. I want to just tell you how much I appreciate you, God. When it was time where I put myself in a position that I could have been dead, oh God, but you rescued me, God. I want to just tell you how much I love you and adore you, God. I thank you that when I was doing my own thing, God, that you had a hedge of protection upon me, God. Oh, hallelujah, that you stopped those bullets, you stopped those fiery darts the enemy was trying to throw at me and throw at my family and my children. Lord, I just want to tell you, I love you, God. I love you that you are the creator of this world, oh, God. I love you, God. I love you, love you. I want you to begin to start telling God how much you love him. Today is not about going to him asking for anything, but today is simply just to tell him who he is, how much you love him. Lord, I know that you can do it. If you did it for Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, God, if you did it for Joshua, if you did it for Moses, if you did it for Ezekiel, if you did it for Isaiah, oh God, if you did it for all the prophets, if you did it for Jeremiah, oh God, I know you'll do it for me, God. Oh, I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. I don't have the doubt that you're not capable of doing anything in your power, God. I know you can do all things, oh God. Oh, hallelujah. I know you can do all things, oh God. And because of that, oh God, I know, God, that you have all power, oh God. And because of that, God, I love you. Lord, I adore you, God. I come before you, giving you praise and honor, God. Thanking you for the mighty God, who you are, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we want to just start just telling God how much we love him. Sometimes we get away from telling God how much we love him. Oh, hallelujah. We love you, Lord. 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 Oh, hallelujah. You are our provider, God. We are not lacking anything today, God. We are not asking or wanting anything for you today. But we just want to say, Lord, we love you. We love you and we glorify you, God. We thank you that you are the author and finisher of our faith, oh Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you that you are the way, the truth, and the life. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, no man can come to the Father except they go through you, God. We thank you that you are the Lamb of God. You are the Lamb of God, oh God. And because you are the Lamb of God, you was a spotless Lamb, oh God. You was a sacrificial Lamb, oh God. And because of this, oh God, we love you. Oh, hallelujah. I don't know about you, but we need to begin to tell Elohim, the creator of the world, that we love him and that we honor him. You're going to hear that word love a lot because I want to make sure you get this in your spirit to begin to start acting and telling the Lord that you love him today. You are Adonai, God. You are the Yahweh, Lord. You are Yahweh. Oh, hallelujah. You are, Lord. You are. We need to be starting to say, Lord, you are, oh God. We need to start telling God who he is to us today. You are Jehovah Jireh, God. Oh, hallelujah. You are my provider, oh Lord. You are, God. You are. You are Jehovah Shammah, God. You are my companion, oh God. Oh, hallelujah. I'm lacking nothing, God. I'm lacking nothing because you love me, God. And because you love me, I love you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Bless your name. I love you, Lord. Begin to start telling God how much you adore him. Begin to start telling God how you are so thankful for him. Oh, begin to tell God how that you are thankful for your children and because he loves you and that you are lacking nothing in your life. You're not lacking peace today. God said, I'm giving you peace. I'm giving you shalom today. I'm giving you peace that surpasses all understanding. The world can't give you peace. God said, I'm giving you peace. Oh, hallelujah. The lover of your soul, the bishop of your soul is going to give you peace today in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Jehovah Rahi, he's your shepherd. Oh, hallelujah. You have been led by him. What he has said to her. In the mighty name of Jesus. You have been led by him. Oh, you're lacking nothing in the mighty name of Jesus. He is your shepherd and you are the sheep. And the sheep will follow the shepherd, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. We are following you today, God. Oh, hallelujah. Many have made up in their mind today that they are going to follow you, God, that they are going to pick up their cross and follow you, God. We thank you that you are the bread of life. You are the manna that rains down. You rain down manna for your children, God. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, that we don't thirst after righteousness, God, but you said in your word, oh, God, they that thirst after righteousness shall be filled, oh, God. We thank you, Lord, that we're thirsty for nothing. We're thirsty for nothing on this earth, oh, God. Why? Because the lover of our soul has given us all that we need. Oh, hallelujah. We're thirsty for nothing. We're not thirsty for relationship. We're not thirsty for money. We're not thirsty for fame. We're not thirsty for companionship. We're not thirsty for a job. We're not thirsty for nothing because God has opened up the heavens and poured us out of blessing. Oh, hallelujah. That we have no room to even receive it. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. We're not complaining about anything today, Lord. But we want to just simply tell you how much we love you, God. How much you are. You are our sustainer, oh God. You are the light of this world, oh God. Even if we're living in a dark place, oh God, you are the light of this world, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, you are the excellent God. No one is more excellent than you, God. You are the kings of kings and the lords of lords, oh God. You are, oh God, you are the Alpha and Omega. You are the beginning and the end, oh God. Oh, hallelujah. Your praise is worthy. You're worthy to be praised today, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. You are our helper, oh God. When we're helpless, oh God. When we're in the storms, oh God. When the boats of this world try to rock us over, shake us, oh God, or sift us, oh God. You are our helper, oh God. You are our redeemer, oh God. You are our deliverer, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus. You said that you will be the father to the fatherless and you will be the mother to the motherless, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We thank you that you are a shield and buckler, oh God. We thank you that you have broken every chain and every feather off our lives today, oh God. Break every rope, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Why? Because you are the lover of our soul, oh God. You have predestined us, oh God. You have chosen us. You have called us before the foundation of this earth, oh God. The Bible says that eyes have not seen, nor ears hear, neither enter into the mouth of man the things that God has prepared for them that love him. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Bless your name, oh God. Bless your name, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we love you. We honor you, God. We lift you up, oh God. We thank you that you are the consumer fire, oh God, that you burn down every Baal altar right now in the mighty name of Jesus, that you have burned down every Murdoch spirit in the mighty name of Jesus, every negative doubt, every negative image, every negative influence, you have burned it down in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. I ask you right now, oh God, that you break every stronghold today, God. Anything that's hindering us from moving forward, oh God, that you break it off, oh Lord, that you cease it in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, we thank you, Lord, that you are so faithful. We thank you that you are so merciful, God. Oh, hallelujah. Begin to start telling God that you love him. Today is a day of worship. Today is a day of glorifying God. Today is a day of praising to him. Oh, hallelujah. Bless your name, God. Oh, hallelujah. Bless your name, God. Bless your name, God. Bless your name, God. You are the Lion of Judah, God. You are the Lion of Judah, God. You are the Lion of Judah, God. When the enemy tried to come up like a flood, you said in your word that you would lift a standard against him, God. We pray right now, God, for divine protection upon our life, upon our children's lives, upon our children's children's lives today, God. We thank you that you're a root of justice, God, that you are the foundation, that you are the chief cornerstone in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. We thank you that we are children of God. Oh, hallelujah, that we're lacking no fruit in our life. We thank you for the fruit of love right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for the fruit of joy right now, Lord. Why? Because we are your children, oh God. And because we are your children, we will manifest fruit. We will manifest good fruit, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus. So why? So you can be glorified, that we can be used by you, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you for the fruit of peace right now, God. I thank you right now for the fruit of patience. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you for the fruit of kindness, God, the fruit of goodness, the fruit of faithfulness. Oh, hallelujah. We need to be more faithful to you, God. Oh, hallelujah. We ask that you manifest that fruit, oh, God, that you that fruit take root, oh, God, that it flourish, oh, God, that abundance come from it, God, the fruit of faithfulness, God. We thank you for the fruit of gentleness, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for the fruit of self-control, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. We glorify you. We thank you, Lord, that you are the author and finisher of our faith. Why? Because you are the lover of our soul. Lord, we trust you. We trust you, Lord. We trust you with our lives, oh God. We trust you with our beginning and our ending, God. We trust you with our children, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you that you are the excellent God, that you are the eternal God, that you are worthy, you are the worthy King, oh God, that you are kings of kings and lords, oh God. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, bless your name, God. We love you today, Lord. We love you, God. Why? Because you first love us. Oh, hallelujah. You predestined us. You called, you chose us, God. Oh, hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, bless his name, somebody. We need to get excited and begin to start telling Lord, I love you, God. And begin to start telling him who you are. He is the Lamb of God. We begin to start telling him who he is to us today. Who is God to you today? Who is God to you today? Oh, hallelujah. He's the potter, and we are the clay. Oh, hallelujah. He is the creator. Oh, hallelujah. He is the deliverer. If you need deliverance today, he is all that. He is your deliverer. He is your healer. He is your restorer. He will restore things. Oh, hallelujah. He will restore your peace today. Oh, hallelujah. He will restore your body today. He will restore your ministry today. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, I thank you that he's given us the armor of God. He has given us the helmet of salvation. That he's given us the breastplate of righteousness today. He has given us a belt of truth today. He has given us the sword of the weapon today. He has given us the word of God. He has given us the gospel. Our feet are shod with the preparation of the gospel today. He has given us all that we need to sustain in this world to fight against the enemy. Oh, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We honor you, Lord. We honor you, Lord. We honor you, Lord. We honor you, Lord. We thank you that you are our teacher, that you are our revealer. You reveal all things, oh God. You reveal your son to us, oh God. Oh, hallelujah. Bless you, God. Bless you, God. We love you. Oh, hallelujah. We love you, Lord. We love you. We love you. We love you, Lord. We love you. Begin to start telling God how much you love you. Sometimes we go to God and asking God only what we need for him. We need to just begin to start telling him more often that we love him. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. I hope you're excited today. Oh, hallelujah. This is a praise day. Oh, hallelujah. This is a praise day. The Bible says in Psalms 18 and 32, it is God that girds me with strength and making my ways perfect. It is God that girded me with strength and making my way perfect. It's not man. Oh, hallelujah, somebody. It's not man that girded me with strength. It is God that girded me with strength. God, the Bible says, when I am weak, he shows himself strong and mighty. Oh, hallelujah. It's God that opened up doors and closes doors. It's God that opened up windows and pours me out of the blessing. It is God. It is God that heals my body. It is God that opened my blinded eyes. It is God that opened my deaf ears. It is God that opened my tongue to speak. It is God that has done all these things. It is God. Oh, hallelujah. We give credit to no man. It is God that has done all things. We have to understand him and trust and believe that God is doing what he's going to say, what he said he's going to do. And his promises is yea and amen. Oh, bless your name, God. Mark 11:24 says, therefore, I say to you, whatever things you ask or you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them. Believe. Sometimes something's wrong with our belief system. Something's wrong with our minds today. We have to believe that God can do all things. All things. He can do all things. Psalms 119 says that his words are lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. His word. His word gives life. His word gives revelation. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. You want some cleansing? His word cleanses. His word gives you peace. We have to dip into the word of God. Oh, hallelujah, because this is word, his spoken word. He spoke these things into existence. His word is power. Oh, hallelujah. His word is powerful. His word is power. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. He is the great I am. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. You have to begin to start saying who he is to you, because the enemy will start telling you all type of lies. And so we need to begin to start telling, when the enemy comes up with us with lies, we need to start telling who God is to us. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, and the enemy starts telling you that you're a failure, you will start telling him that you're an overcomer. Oh, hallelujah. When he starts telling that you're nobody, you start telling that you are a child of God. You begin to start talking back to the enemy, telling him who your God is to you. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, Lord. Oh, we bless your name, God. We thank you, Lord, that you are the shield. He is our creator. He is our creator. Get in your mind that he is your creator. He created you. And he just didn't create you for nothing, but he created you for good things. Oh, hallelujah. Bless your name, God. Bless your name, God. Oh, bless your name, God. Bless your name, God. We love you. Lord, we love you. Lord, we honor you, Lord. We glorify you, Lord, today. We lift you up, oh God. We know that there's no one else like you, God. We know that no one can do the things that you do, God. Oh, hallelujah, that you can part the Red Sea and that men can walk on dry ground, oh God. No man can do that but you, God. Only the power of the living God, the power of God. You're the only one that can do this, God. Oh, hallelujah. You're the only God that can bring water out of rock, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus. You're the only God. You're the only God. You're the only God, oh Lord. Oh, hallelujah. We thank you right now, God, that you are walking with us daily, God. That we're not by ourselves, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus. You're walking with us today, God. You're walking with us by the pillar cloud by day and the fire cloud by night, oh God, that you're walking with us today. Oh, hallelujah. We've been led by you. We'll be guided by you, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, bless your name, Lord. I'm just excited. I just woke up just in a good mood today. Woke up in the spirit, just loving on God, and just want to just tell him how much we love him, that how much you know he means to us. You know how, you know what he did on the cross meant something to us today, and I just wanted to give him honor. You know, we thank you that, Lord, that you are wonderful. You're a counselor. You're a prince of peace, oh God, that you're a king of glory, that you are the mighty God. There's no one else mightier than you, God. There's no one else mightier than you, God. There's no one else stronger than you, Lord. You fight the battle with a strong hand, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we love you. Begin to start telling God that you love him today, how much you love me. What are you willing to give up today? Are you holding on to something that God wants you to release? If I guarantee if you release it, God will put more in your hand than you release. Oh, hallelujah. I want to say that again. I guarantee you if you release it, God will put more into your hand than you have released. Oh, hallelujah. God wants to open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing today. Many times we wrestle with things. What are you wrestling with God with? Release it, okay? Release it. Release it. Stop wrestling with God. Stop wrestling with those things that God has told you to release today. And release it. God said, Things has been hindered. And God said, I want to release it. I want to release it to your hands. I want you to move forward. You're holding back your blessings. You're holding back your ministry. You're holding back right now. God is saying, I need you to stop wrestling with me and to release it in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we give you praise and honor today. We honor you today. We glorify you today. We thank you, Lord, for everything that you're doing for us in this season, God. We ask for an elevation, Lord, right now. We ask that your people be elevated to the next level, oh God. We're tired of being on milk, oh God. We ask that you elevate us today I don't know who I'm speaking to today, but it's elevation time. It's time to get off the bottle. It's time to get off the milk. God wants to elevate you today in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. We bless you, Lord. We love you today. We thank you for the word. I just wanted to honor the Lord today. A lot of times that we come to God, I have to repeatedly say this, that many times we come to God and we always ask him, but God simply wants us, for you to tell him that you love him, that you love him, that you love him, that you love him. He told Peter three times, do you really love me, Peter? And so I'm asking you today that let's start beginning to start telling God more often that we love him. And because a lot of times we ask him more than we tell him that we love him. And so I thank the Lord for this broadcast. I want to just give special honor to Pastor E for allowing me to be on this platform to be able to bring the word to exercise my calling. We have like four more months into this this year's over with, and I'm just so grateful. I'm so grateful that the man of God has been used, that he's that God has used him to be able to help people to get out of that comfort zone, because I was a little fearful when I began to start before I started speaking, but I thank God for what God is doing in my life today, and I thank God for Pastor E, and I pray to God that he blessed them with a 30, 60, 100-fold return and gave him a double anointed, give him Elijah anointed today. And so I pray that you have a blessed week, and God bless you. And I'll be talking to you next week. God bless you.
More love, more power, more of you in my life. Yeah, more love, more power, more of you in my life. Say it with me, more love, yeah. More of you,
more of you.
I will worship you with all of my heart. I will worship you with all of my mind. I will worship you with all of my strength, for you are my Lord. Everybody say
more power,
more of you,
more of you in my life.
Somebody say you in my life. More of you in my life.
family, know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. Thank you for joining us for our daily programming, and we sincerely thank you for your participation, prayers, and presence. If our ministries have been effective in blessing your growth in Christ, please join our covenant givers at Provoke2000Now.com to make all financial donations. Provoke2000Now.com. Again, we thank you for your willingness to covenant and to assist with the outreach ministry programs of the Now Network and P2P Ministries. With your help, we are able to respond and to meet the needs of the people and the communities that we serve. We pray that your life has been changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of your mind. In Jesus' name.